everyone. My name is Sam Willens, your mother of Valkyries and your host of the Sword and the Ribbon podcast. Feyre Archeron, Moana, Tony Stark, Samwise Gamgee, Princess Leia, Batman. What do all these characters have in common? They're fictional heroes. Whether they are written on paper or for the screen, we were all influenced by them. For some of us, Xena, Warrior Princess, was our first introduction to a badass warrior. Others, it was Buffy the Vampire Slayer kicking some serious monster ass. Or even Ever After and Drew Barrymore whipping everyone's fucking asses in front of a crown prince and rescuing herself from a disgusting duke. But those are just TV representations. What about our favorite book heroes? That's what this episode is all about. Imagine you are deep in battle. The main enemy hops off a dragon and lands at your feet, and you choose to stand and fight. If this were a storyline in a book, you would probably be considered the hero. Heroes in books have impacted people ever since fiction was written. So I asked all you listeners to send in your favorite fictional heroes. I want to hear what books are your favorite so we can all add them to our TBR. For myself, I was introduced to the Song of the Lioness series by Tamora Pierce. A friend of mine had introduced me to them in between Harry Potter book releases. I believe it was between Azkaban and Goblet of Fire. Not too sure. Long time ago. It was about a girl, Alana, who was supposed to study magic, trades places with her twin brother who was supposed to train to be a knight. Watching Alana train with swords and become a warrior was so inspiring. Kind of reminded me of Mulan. And you must be swift as the coursing river. I remember being so captivated by this series, not realizing it was over after 4 books. I kept going to the bookstore to see if a new one was released. I didn't realize at the time the books were published in the 80s. I can't even tell you how many books I've read since. But enough about me. I can't wait to hear what you all think. And here is our first listener hero.
I am motivated by Buffy from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, fierce lady boss, and Ciri from The Witcher, the scene in the second season when she does the obstacle course always makes me ready to work out.
Let's chat about Buffy a little more. Her fight sequences were epic. My personal favorite was the musical episode. Are we shocked? No. Ciri, oh boy, has she come a long way from season one. Now, we are only talking about the show version currently. Books and games are a whole other topic. Her determination in this scene is reminiscent of the Valkyries in A Court of Silver Flames. Also, by the way, I asked our listeners to send any fictional hero they could think of, except those from Sarah J. Maas books. While we all know and love her characters, I wanted to expand our horizons and not just gush over our favorites. Don't hate me.
One of my favorite warrior stories is from the series called The Iron Butterfly by Shonda Hahn. It's the story of a girl named Thalia who was kidnapped and tortured to the point of amnesia and her escape and journey to discovery of who she is. I loved her story because she endured so much and never backed down. She kept getting knocked down, but it didn't matter to her. She had a fighting spirit that stared death in the face more than once and laughed and said, "Oh yeah, watch this," and fought for everything. She fell in love when she least expected it and with someone that she thought she hated, no less. Found a family and her friends, and discovered powers and secrets that were hidden from her whole life. I really found inspiration in this story because I found the story when I was at a really low point in my own life, and her ferocity and intensity and determination to take her claim in the world was really empowering to me.
This next submission was sent via email, so our lovely producer Mia is going to read it for us.
Wolfwalker by Tara K. Harper. Yes, there is a series. Character is Ember Dion Mamarin. And why they gave her warrior vibes is that she is a healer who is also skilled in martial arts and has a bond with a wolf. They fight raiders, slavers, politics, a venomous world, and come out on top. The love interest doesn't have to rescue or teach her, even though he does sometimes.
Hi, my name is Christine, and my favorite female lead lately has been Spensa from Brandon Sanderson's Skyward series. The series is basically Top Gun in space, and Spensa is a really badass fighter pilot. It's one of my favorite female characters written by a male author, and I think he did a great job portraying her character and personality and still making her feminine and interesting. My favorite thing about her is that she's a little battle crazy and doesn't let anything get in the way of her goal to be the best fighter pilot. So she's really inspiring to me.
Sky in the Deep by Adrian Young introduces us to Aelin, a young noble Viking warrior. Captured by an enemy clan during a battle, she is forced to live among her enemies, which in turn leads her to discovering a much greater foe that threatens all. She learns that their clans aren't so different and must endeavor to unite them all or see everyone perish. She overcomes her false beliefs, leads two warring peoples, and revolutionizes the clans into a new age.
Warriors that ever inspired me was from the Mortal Instruments series by Cassandra Clare. Jace has always been one of my favorite characters. He has a lot of issues, but eventually he learns to deal with them a little bit better, and he becomes a better warrior for it. And I respect that so freaking much. Growing up, when I went to karate class, I always wanted to be able to fight like him. Faster, stronger, better. I don't know. The movies and shows they made about it aren't all that good, so it was a bit of a letdown, but yeah, I loved the way they described them training and everything. It just showed me this whole discipline and calm that can come with being a warrior, and I've always envied that. So yeah, that's definitely one of my favorite warriors. Another one is eventually Aragorn from the Inheritance Cycle from Christopher Paolini. He's also definitely a really good one in the end when he gets his head out of his ass. But yeah, those are probably two of my favorite warriors.
Okay, so I'm a person that has consistently lived in fantasy and fiction, books, movies, TV for about a decade at this point, where that's all I've been able to focus in on. And it provided that comfort and the escape. But my current warrior that I look to stick with me is Barbie. I think she exemplifies a lot of what the female experience is, where it's, oh, you have to do this, you have to be hyper feminine. But Barbie can do anything. She's a princess, she's a warrior, she's a musketeer, she's a doctor, she's done everything. And I think that having that character to look to is exactly what a warrior is to me, someone willing to fight the status quo.
Okay, clearly, the first answer is Xena. I feel like most of us are going to have Xena on this list because she's just the beginning of it all for a lot of us, right? She's hilarious. She has a badass leather outfit that doesn't just look like a, you know, battle bikini. And she kicks ass. Like, she's amazing. She's amazing in every sense of the word. It takes no shit, gives it where she wants. Like, I love her. We all love her. And I have to say, my second one is new. If you've seen Fairy Tail, the anime, Urza. I love her to pieces. I gotta say that, like, personality drive wise, I feel very Urza in my soul. I feel like, as much as I love Xena, she's great. Like, deep down, I've got Urza energy. I really do. So between the two of them, I feel like I can be, you know, the ultimate Valkyrie warrior lady. If I can just, like, take those two and just, like, smoosh them together, take all the good stuff, it's going to be great.
So the story that I wanted to share is the Crave series by Tracy Wolf. spoilers if you haven't read it, but the main female character, Grace Foster, starts the series off as a human who gets thrust into a paranormal world of werewolves and vampires and dragons and such due to the death of her parents. And as the story evolves and she learns more about herself, she actually learns that she herself is a gargoyle, an amazing person who grows and becomes the savior of her peoples and all the peoples. And it's so neat to kind of watch her progression from this timid, unsure, self-doubting person who becomes this confident queen who steps up to save everybody. So I think it's a great story and one you should check out.
So, hey Valkyries, or Sam, or whoever listens to this, my name's Jen. So, a book I have read where I think it's a pretty inspirational character who's a bit of a warrior is a book on Good Novel, Alpha's Regret My Luna Has a Son. And it's where a young girl in there named Everly falls pregnant, turns out to be her mate, but you don't find that out until a bit later on, and they hadn't quite bonded, so she gets shunned from her pack and becomes like a rogue wolf. And she eventually meets what's to be her child's actual grandmother, who takes her in and teaches her the philosophy of if someone tells you you can't do something, you turn around and you say, "Watch me." And I relate to that because during my life, I've had a lot of family and friends kind of have low expectations of me. And I've pretty much said, "Well, you're saying I can't do something, so you know what? Watch me. I'm going to do this." And I've often been able to do it. So yeah, later on in the book, she does become this alpha queen bee, and it's a good read. So she's one worth checking out. Hey Valkyries, or Sam, or whoever listens to this. My name's Jen. This will be my second recommendation of a kick-ass warrior that I think of anyway in the books. Is Rose from Vampire Academy by Rochelle Mead. She's the Dampier who is in the Vampire Academy world, who wants to graduate from the academy to protect her best friend Lyssa Dragomir. So, who's a Moroi, and he's protecting from the Strigoi. So that's a vampire kind of romance. I just love Rose and how she's a strong, kick-ass attitude, kind of take no shit person. I liked to use her to inspire me. I started reading those books probably early 2010s, and that kind of inspired me to get to the gym to help lose weight, to try and, because I was trying to enlist in the army in Australia at the time. however, stuck with nursing instead. Anyway, I've gone on a tangent, sorry. Yeah, I think she's a pretty strong kick-ass warrior, and I like her story. So I got a bit annoyed towards the end of the books when some of the point of views got changed. But yeah, she's a good kick-ass warrior that I think of and try to still be inspired by.
All of the books and characters by Tamra Pierce have inspired me, so it's honestly hard to just pick one. Her first series was published back in the 80s, and she's still writing now. She's engaged with her community. She learns from them and apologizes if she needs to or when she gets something wrong. She's a huge advocate for queer and women's rights. It's honestly just so inspirational by itself. But if I had to pick one out of all of her characters, who are very, very diverse, all of them very different expressions of femininity, or just of being a person. I would have to pick Kel or Kelladry of Mindolin from the Protector of the Small series. Kel isn't blessed by a goddess. She doesn't have magic. She is, on all accounts, she's not special, but she is a girl who has such a strong sense of justice and chivalry that she is determined to become a knight to protect others. And so she has to prove herself in a world that is watching her and waiting for her to fail, because how dare she subvert that tradition? She has such a strong sense of care for those who can't protect themselves, whether or not they're an animal or a person. And that is why she earns the title Protector of the Small. She has to fight and exercise and work so hard to become strong and to fight for what she believes. And it's so inspiring.
So this is in response to the prompt about my favorite book warrior. Years ago, back in third grade, I found this book at the library book sale called The Goblin Wood by Hilary Bell. And it was old and in tatters, and I absolutely loved it. It introduced me to McKenna, who basically lived in this world where goblins used to coexist peacefully with humans and they would help each other out. But under the new regime, the goblins are called servants of the Dark One, and they are hunted or killed or worse. Now, McKenna's human, but she's a hedge witch, which means she's also hunted and called a servant of the Dark One. So she has to run for her life, and she finds refuge with the goblins. Now, fast forward 6 years, and the humans are still trying to wage this war against the goblins, but they can never seem to win because of this figure they call the Sorceress of the Goblin Wood. And they think that the sorceress has enslaved this army of goblins to do her evil will. But really, it's just 18-year-old McKenna, who is a genius at battle strategy, has very little magic, and loves and cares for her people enough to fight for them. And they trust her enough to make her their general. And McKenna is badass. She's willing to lay down her life for her people, and she never gives up, even though she loses so many battles and so many wars. But she never gives in. And I always aspired to be her, always wanted to be her, and I think she is a character that everyone should read and everyone should love.
Katniss Everdeen from Suzanne Collins' Hunger Games series is my warrior crush. A warrior to me needs not to be just strong physically, but mentally and emotionally too. Throughout the series, Katniss displays her physical strength as she hunts and fights as a skilled archer both in and out of the games. But she's also so smart. She figures out how to literally play the game and manipulate the capital. We see her resilience as she processes trauma and grief, still having to stay strong and push through every obstacle thrown at her. She never loses who she isn't at all. She's made to be this hero or savior, yet she never lets herself get lost in that distraction, and she never fully takes up that mantle. Katniss loses so much, but keeps moving forward and never sacrifices her beliefs or values along the way. And that's why she's a warrior to me.
Hey all, I go by Sturdy in the Discord. I tend to lurk a lot, but I wanted to join in real quick just to talk briefly about my favorite warrior in a book series. I am a huge fan of the Green Rider series by Kristen Britton, and especially Kerrigan Glavion. She is a warrior of body and of mind, and very relatable in a lot of ways. She spends a lot of her time growing as a person, not only physically with sword fighting, but also mentally, learning things in the world, the big wide world, are different than how she grew up when she was younger and was in a smaller pocket of the world. And later in the series, without giving away too many things, she does get into a hard spot mentally, and the climb that she takes from rock bottom back up to become the person that she used to be is very relatable and just super, super powerful, and very important to talk about that correlation between your physical but also your mental health. To be a warrior, you've got to work on both. They go hand in hand, as well as having a sense of community around you to have those people help pick you up when you're feeling like you're down. And she's just a very strong warrior, and hopefully maybe somebody will go and check out her story because it's super rad. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for all of the opportunities that you give us.
Hi, Valkyries. Two fictional characters that inspire me are Wanda Maximoff and Elsa from Frozen. Wanda and Elsa really resonate with me because they both have dealt with so much loss and trauma in their lives, but over the course of their journeys in their films, comics, whatever, they both find ways to heal from that pain and really embrace who they are. I mean, Wanda is one of the strongest heroes in not only the comics, but in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But what I really love about her is how we really see her struggles with mental health and loss. Her story of grief and dealing with past trauma in her life is really beautifully told over the course of WandaVision, and we get to watch her fully step into who she is at the end of that journey, which I find really, really inspiring. And Elsa, I really love how she started out as someone who was incredibly fearful to let the world see who she was in Frozen, and then over the course of the movies, she really grew into someone who fully embraced her power and her place in the world in Frozen 2. And words just don't fully describe how much I love them both and their journeys and just how amazingly powerful they are.
This submission is emailed in from Brittany. My warrior suggestion is from Blood and Ash and Flesh and Fire series by Jennifer L. Armentrout. I just finished reading both series. Poppy and Sarah are two women who weren't supposed to know how to fight, but both are trained secretly how to defend themselves. They both have an obsession with daggers and stabbing their love interests, who openly enjoy their violent tendencies.
So I just wanted to say that my warrior of choice is going to be Raven from Teen Titans. She is born basically of a demon, and kind of like has gone her whole life realizing that like she is meant to end the world, meant to destroy the world, and she can't really have emotions because if she is too emotional, then her powers fly out of control and can be a danger to anyone around her. So she kind of grows up with this feeling of that she is all evil, and through the help of her friends and being willing to reach out and ask for that help from her friends, even if it's not verbally stated, she's able to not only become stronger, but find love and happiness in her life. And that's just one of those things that like really speaks to me of like, despite the fear of what you feel you are, if you just reach out a little bit, and then you can find people who will love you for you and show you that care and affection that allow you to heal and be your best self. And the fact that she's just able to stick through it all and love her friends and love herself in the end is, to me, very warrior-like qualities.
The character Yona from the anime/manga Akatsuki no Yona, or Yona of the Dawn, by Kusanagi Mizuho, gives me warrior vibes. After witnessing her cousin kill Yona's father, the Emperor, she and her bodyguard are forced to flee and search for the four dragon warriors. While those who are protecting her don't see Yona as a burden, their constant sacrifice at the expense of keeping her safe, along with witnessing the failures of her father to protect his kingdom, has driven her to learn to fight and become a leader. She may not always be on the front lines, but she communicates and actively plays a role in her safety and the safety of those she loves. She's learning, she's fighting, and growing into the leader she is meant to be. And that makes her a warrior in my mind.
In our next email submission, they must have read Sam's mind, because it says, "My character comes from the book Song of Lioness by Tamora Pierce. My grandpa sent it to me for Christmas when I was little, probably around third or fourth grade. It sat on my shelf for a while before I finally decided to give it a try, and I remember mentally kicking myself for waiting. The main character, Alana, wants to be a knight but has to do a sneaky switcheroo with her twin brother to be able to train. Reading her story made an impression on me because at that point in my life, it was the first story I had read where a girl trained and became a knight warrior. It was inspiring to read about a young girl learning how to fight and defend herself. She used her determination, wit, and strength to persevere in life and in a field dominated by men. I'm so grateful to my grandpa for introducing me to my first badass warrior. Thank you for listening and keep kicking ass."
So the book that I want to talk about is The Lost Daughter of Angor. It is a trilogy by Setl Meyer, and it is such a good written series. It's about a girl coming of age who learns she has all these powers, and she is the lost princess of a kingdom that is parallel to Earth. And there's this evil who is trying to take over her kingdom and Earth and destroy everything that she loves. And so it's basically about her coming to grips with her family isn't who she thought they were. And she also has to harness all these new powers. And she has to make some really hard decisions, plus dealing with, you know, falling in love with her protector who has come to protect her the whole time. But anyways, it is such a well-written book and she is such a warrior and it's just such a good read. I highly, highly recommend it.
My recommendation is Zodiac Academy. These characters give me warrior vibes just because of their journey and what they've been through. So you have Darcy Vega, Tori Vega, Darius Acrux, Max Regal, Seth Capella, Caleb Altair, Lance Orion, Gabriel Knox, and those are all warriors. They are from Caroline Beckham and Susan Valenti. We call them the Twisted Sisters. Thank you. Bye.
And our next email submission from Jenny. Thanks for giving us this opportunity to share our inspirations for female characters in fiction who inspire our fitness goals. For me, it's Brienne of Tarth, a character from Game of Thrones novels and a TV series. As a woman who does not have the ideal body type or size, who seeks to do fitness to feel strong and able to defend others, not because I want to conform to beauty standards, this character has inspired me since I first read her in George R.R. Martin's novels, long before I saw her portrayed excellently in the TV series by actress Gwendolyn Christie. Brienne is a character whose single dream is to become a knight in a world that doesn't allow women in that role. She wears bulky armor, she trains daily, and she has to prove every day that she deserves to be where she is and capable. She ends up winning in combat against much more feared opponents, and she never gives up on the knightly values of honor when doing it. I grew up on fantasy novels and games, and it took more than 20 years for me to find a fictional character that fit my own mental goals. I can't think of anyone I'd aspire to be more than Brienne of Tarth. So here's to all the unconventional women.
I'd have to say Eowyn, who first appears in The Two Towers by J.R.R. Tolkien. I think most know that she is a shield maiden of Rohan who disguises herself as a man to fight in a war, and she ultimately defeats the Witch King with her iconic line, "I am no man," so badass. But for those who haven't read the books, after being hurt, she decides to give up fighting and instead turns to healing. And, you know, I don't think that makes her any less weak. In the beginning, she wanted glory, and I think to show that women aren't made to stand on the sidelines. But after witnessing war and its consequences, comes to understand how much more there is to life. So she turns to healing, not just for others, but I believe also for herself. And I just think that's a beautiful thing. You know, healing takes a lot of courage. And really, I could go on and on about her because I just love her character. But I really just think she emulates warrior vibes.
So my favorite strong character duo are actually Fire and Brigand from the book Fire by Kristen Cashore. Fire is a human monster, which means she's this incredibly attractive, incredibly alluring being that is able to read thoughts and manipulate people. And Brigand is the human commander of the Dell's army. Both of them have to make incredibly difficult decisions throughout the book, and not to spoil anything, but the decisions carry with them throughout the rest of their lives. I've always admired Brigand for the responsibility he had on his shoulders and the grace with which he handles it. Fire's absolute resilience through the most horrible of difficulties and literally losing fingers on her hand and her best friend in the pursuit of the truth have always stuck with me. I first read this book back in high school and it's become an absolute comfort read for me in the years since. These characters remind me that there are different versions of strength and that you can find love even in the darkest times of your life.
An inspiring warrior vibe character I want to talk about is Cassia Greythorn. She's the main female character in the Shadows and Crown series by S.M. Gaver. The first book is called The Song of the Marked. Cassia is a mercenary who has survived this plague that has killed so many in the kingdom, including her own adopted family, and she just wants enough money to buy this expensive medication to keep her mentor alive. Of course, the king decides to hire her services for a boatload of money, so she accepts the offer to keep her mentor safe. She has to work with the captain of his guard, Alander, whom she considers arrogant and infuriating. Cassia suffers extreme anxiety and panic attacks that she frequently needs to breathe and count and ground herself through, yet she never lets it win. Throughout the series, Cassia shows strength and grit and power. She stands up to kings and gods and monsters, and she fights for her people in the kingdom. Her character embodies hope and strength and is inspiring throughout the series. I don't want to go into too much more so I don't spoil anything for anybody, but this series is definitely worth the read with the amazing world building and enemies to lovers and all the things that we love.
Personally, I love this series. Anxiety is portrayed so beautifully and well approached. Book 5 of this series releases this July, but perhaps strength was not always about grabbing a sword and brandishing it tirelessly against monsters. Sometimes it was just standing amongst the rubble, breathing it in, being tired but still deciding to take another step, despite not knowing what awaited you on the other side. It's an excerpt from The Queen of the Dawn, the final book in the series. I am blown away from all of your submissions. Thank you so much to all the listeners that sent in their favorite heroes. I've added a bunch of books to my TBR after hearing from all of you. This week's piece of Cauldron Blessed Wisdom is all about becoming your own fictional hero. Heroes, role models, and leaders have potential to be great models. Heroes can provide this idea or protection that goes beyond that of a role model or leader. Heroes are more likely to help, save, protect, make the world better, and do what no one else will. Fictional heroes specifically can do so much more. They're mentally rich, giving the reader not just an intellectual experience, but a much deeper personal experience. They're also more likely to be remembered, retold, inspire, and incite change. Think about the characters in your most recent read and see if they could be described as a hero. This week's action item is to become your own hero. Step outside your comfort zone and create your own character or alter ego. Imagine you're playing Dungeons & Dragons or World of Warcraft or even Disney Dreamlight Valley, where you get to design what you want your character to be. Pick a character name. Choose your hair color and eye color. Choose your physical abilities. Do they have powers or any magic? What is their weapon of choice? How do they act? What do they do? What do they wear? Once you're done creating, take that hero character, warrior energy, and embody that person as much as you can. Maybe dress up, do your hair, and makeup like them. Choose to carry yourself like that person would. How would they act or respond? Reflect on how becoming that person can change your perspective in your everyday life. Until next time, grab your weapon of choice and join me to be strong, kick ass, and be fucking magical every day. This episode was produced by Bex Castro, Mia Garlock, and Carolyn McMorrin. Special thank you to Taylor Ash for creating the music of this podcast. And thanks for listening to The Sword and the Ribbon by The Micro Squad. If you're interested in learning more about The Valkyrie Squad, visit us at thevalkyriesquad.com. If you're interested in learning more about The Micro Squad or Geek Gym for a class, visit us at themicrosquad.com. And make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcast from so you don't miss out. And if you liked this week's episode, please leave us a review.